Blessed Rav Shimon, let's say everything goes according to him, just like he says it by Tzuli Am Gedoshim, he'll say it by Bechor also. Tzumara says, no, Dilma may be Yad, Kamla Kamar Blessed Rav Shimon, also Mele Psula Am Gedoshim. Hello, and he said by Psula Am Gedoshim. Why? The Yalima Le Mitzvah Spidyoinai. Hello, and he said by Psula Am Gedoshim, Lemaisi could be Padi, you could redeem it. Since you could redeem it, it has Kedusha right now. Therefore, you can't be Noig Bizoin with it. Avo Bechor may be Dloyolim Le Mitzvah Spidyoinai. You can't take off the Gedusha off of Bechor, so maybe the Gedusha by itself is not that strong in the first place. So maybe maybe there it's not so chomer. So maybe there's no Islah to be in the Bechor. So you can't say it goes according to Rabbelezer, you have to say it goes according to Beishamai. Now the Gemara says, so according to Rabbelezer, Rabbi Shimon, Lester doesn't he hold Kopsuli HaMekdoshim Mekorim B'Yitlis Nishkolim B'Litra. Yahu Mishnah says a regular Psuli HaMekdoshim when the Korim became a Balmum. You allowed him later sell it in the marketplace in Shechter there. So you see, you don't have to be knowing the Kedusha. So it's not like a blessing of Shimon that he owes even after it became a Balmum, it has Kedusha on it. So Mora says, Alma, what do we see like now, Mishnah? Kivun diikar rav chul hegdish. Since Hegdish gains on the deal from the fact that the person knows that he can sell it in the marketplace, he'll pay more money for it now. It's mutish sharilei. So here also the Chur, if a person knows he could skin it and keep those skin whole, maybe you'll redeem it for more money. So Chur, our Mishnah is not like Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, that he owes a Pepsula Medoshim, you can't skin it that way. Someone else says no. Omar Rav Mori, Bred Rav Kana. Masha Mashbiach Bior, Pogim Babosa. Could be you don't gain anything, because even though you skin it whole, you taka have a better piece of skin that you can sell to somebody, and it's worth a lot of money, but you lose out by the meat, like we said, because you have to cut away some meat also. So you don't gain that much. Otherwise, the person doesn't have such a good skin, but he has more meat. So therefore, it doesn't make enough money for the person, whether they'll be able to skin it or not, he'll pay the same money for it. But my Rav in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmei, the Rav of Rina, they say like this, I'm Amri, Ravnei Shenira, Ki Oyved, Avoyde, B'Kotchim. It looks like you're working on Kotchim. Because when you skin it, so the skin, when it's still on the meat, like, it looks like you're working with this behema. And we know absolutely on Gdoshim, the Torah says you're allowed to work, you're allowed to eat it, but it's also begiza v'yavoid, you can't shear off the wool, or you can't work with it. So that's why it's also to skin it for new issa by Psula Gdoshim. Here, skinning it looks like you're working with it. Mashaykin selling it in the marketplace, there it doesn't look like you're working, therefore it's muta. But over here, Mufnei Shaniro ki oyved avoid of Gdoshim. Rabbi Yosef Baravin Omar, Gzeira to Gzeira Shem Yigatav Madorm Medorm. If a person knows that he's allowed to skin it, so Rashi explains like when you skin it, you have to have somebody who wants to buy it. So you don't just skin it right now, you wait until you want somebody who wants to buy a flask like this, and then you skin it for him. So if you're allowed to do it, you'll hold on to it. It'll take you a while until you'll be able to sell it. We don't want you to hold on to a Bechor, because we're afraid maybe, even though it's a Balmun, maybe you come to work with it, you come to share it off. So therefore, we don't let you skin it, because we don't want you to hold on to the Bechor until you finally get somebody to buy it. So therefore, that's why here he agrees, it's also to skin it. But in the Mishnah, when you want to sell it in the marketplace, that's all right. Just do a drop more, just. Here the Mishnah says, Bechor Shoch Sudam. You have a Bechor that's very sick now, and it has to have some blood let out, like you have to cut it. Now the question about cutting a Bechor, you make a Balmum. So the Mishnah says, Afilumais, even if you don't let the blood out, it's going to die, still a makizun leidam. You're not allowed to cut the animal to make a kotzis adam, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Because we're afraid maybe you make it into a Balmum. And even though you do it in a place where it's not going to make it into a Balmum, it's exerim, maybe you do it in a place where we'll make it a Balmum. The Chom and the Chom say, no, yak is yes, you're allowed to let out the blood. But Obavat providing Shloyasa Bamum, you have to do in a place where it'll heal up again, not like by the lips or by the ear, that it won't heal up again. If you must have Bamum, let's say somebody didn't make a mum by mistake, is a reason Lishkat Alav. It's not like you can't shecht with that mum, you'll have to wait till another mum comes. We have Yishimon Oimer, Yakis, Afo Pi, Shoyasa Bamum, no, he don't know. You're allowed to make a cause of Saddam right now, even though you may make a mum, or you're going to make a mum. The Rashi says, that's what Shim Shitol Dovashen Miskavan is Mutta. But Dovashen Miskavan is Mutta, therefore you're allowed to do it. It's a Chiddush, even though like you know you're making that cause, you know you're going to make a mum here, it's a Badi mum, but since that's this Rashi Shita, since it's not your Kavona to make the mum, your Kavona is a Hatzola to save him, that's also considered Dovashen Miskavan is Mutta according to Rabbi Shimon. Alright, we'll stop here and continue on the next tape. You're holding up Lama Gimla Mabez holding. Do the Mishnah again. Yeah, Bechor Shochas Dam, a Bechor that needs to let out some blood. A Filu Mace, even if it'll die, if you don't let it out, ain't Makizim Le Dam. Tivri of Yuda. Because we're afraid maybe you come to make a mum, you can't make a mum on this. Vachomer Mino Yakis, you could let out the blood, give a cut there. But with actually Yasta Bamum, be careful to do it on a place that'll heal up again, it won't be a mum. If you must have a mum, let's say you didn't make a mum, so it's a knas, a razor lishkot alov. You now let a shecht, you can't use this mum, you have to wait for another mum to come. If Shimonai me yakit, you'll let a cut. Afa pishu oyster b'mum, even though Lamaisi, you're going to make a mum, still it's mutter. And Rashi here says the time of Shimon is, because he holds dover sheni miskav in his mutter. You'll see in the Gemara about this. That the Chiddush in Rashi, even though you know what you're doing and you're making a, you're cutting it now, you're making a mum, but since your kavana is only l'shem refuah, not l'shem mum, that's considered davar sheni maskav, and that's muta. Tell Rabban, what about this? Pasuk bechor shoych adam. Must can be a bechor that has to have blood let. So makizim le'es adam. You're allowed to give a cut there, let the dam come out. But makim shenaisim b'mum. Only in a place that'll heal up again. It won't be a mum, not on the lips, not on the ears. But vei makizim le'es adam, but makim shenaisim b'mum divrei meya. A place that would make a mum. That's also to do it. That's like the Chachomim in our Mishnah. Vachli yasta b'mum. You have to do it in a place where you won't make a mum. V'chomer on the Chachomim say here in the Braisa, af b'mokim shoysim b'mum. No, even in a place that you would make a mum, still you're allowed to make a kozo. But obo vachli yishchot aloysim mum. No, there's going to be a knas that you're not allowed to shecht because of that mum that you made now. You'll have to wait for another mum to come. So this chachom is different than the chachom of our Mishnah. We have Shimon Eimer, Af nishchet aloysi amum, no, you're allowed to make the mum, and who adin, you're allowed to shecht and use the bechor because of that mum. You're allowed to make that kosa. We have Yudu Eimer, no, afilu meis emekizno es adam. Even if the animal will die by not letting the dam, you're not allowed to let the blood out, you can't make a mum. So that's the three sheetahs here. Samor says, no, four. Samor says, mas nisin, Reb Elazar taught his son, V'yamala somesay Reb Chia lebrei, Reb Chia taught his son, that k'machlekes kan, the same machlekes we have here, by putting a mum into a bechor, by this purpose of letting the blood out, kach machlekes bechor yishor truma. The same type of machlekes is also, you have a barrel of truma, like this, the Tanam, not like this, chav yishor truma. You have a barrel of truma, has papers of truma inside this barrel, Shenelad bo sofik tuma. You have a sofik now whether sheretz touched the food or not. You have a sofik whether this truma is tummy or not. So what should you do? Reb Elazar Weimer, im hoyis b'mokam aturfa. If it was in an open place, this barrel, yenechena b'mokam amutzna. Like you have to still watch it to try and make sure no new tuma comes into it. So hide it now. Im hoyis b'magula, if it was uncovered, yechasen you should cover it. But there's still a mitzvah to watch it. It shouldn't become vade tummy. Yabishua Mino, Imhoisum Nakaz al Makam Mutsa was in a hidden place in the Khanam Makam Maturfa. But Af can now take the barrel even in an open place. Because anyway, right now you can't do anything to it. You can't eat it and you can't burn it. You're not sure if it's tummy or not. So he holds there's no mitzvah to watch it anymore. Sadarabba, let it become like Vade Thomas, you'll be able at least to burn it. Imhoisum Chusif was uncovered. If it was covered, Yigalan uncover it. That Rabbi Shua Svar. Rabbi Gamliel Aimer, Lo Yechadish Badov. No, you can't do anything, leave it the way it is. Samar wants to say like this. I tell you, Rabbi Meir, our Rabbi Meir here by Mum, is Kareb Lez, the whole like Kareb Lez is Shitra over here. That he holds that what? In Moise of a Makam Aturfi, in the Chedam Makam Mutzna, you're supposed to still watch it. You have to still watch it. So Meir holds like Kareb Lez, you have to still watch it, you can't make a Mum. That was a Meir before. That only the Mokim Shein Oysim Bamum, but you can't be Makers Dam in the Mokim Shein Oysim Bamum. So Rabbi Elzak Rableza, for Rabbon and Krab Yeshua, Elzak Rab Yeshua holds no, it was Munachas, but Mokim Amutzna, Yechen Mokim Maturf, you let him make a Tom, you have no mitzvah to watch it. That's what Rabbon, you have no mitzvah to watch it. And Rabbi Yehuda Krab Gamliel. So that's what the Shid Satoli Zeb is there. That Rabbi Yehuda over here, it says, from Gamaliel. Yehuda was there. Filu meis. Even if Hodor is still in Makizmas Adam, you're not allowed to touch it. Seals are going Gamaliel over here also. You're not allowed to touch this chavis. You have to leave the chavis alone. Screw it. They're totally zebizir. Smur says no. Smur says no. Duma maybe ad kan loikam Rabbi Meihosam. Meihon he said over there to ko'ovid biyadayim. When does Rabbi Meir say that you can't make a mum, you can't cut hakoza because you're doing a mum biyadayim? Avloch over here by putting this barrel in the open place to groma, you're not really being the tam of the barrel. You're only leaving it in an open place that you're grom, you're causing it to become tummy. So maybe you could be sure thriller that you would be allowed to do it. No, so viyad can look come Rabbi Lezer Hosam elishom yovile yovile terenu. You know why he says here, but it's chavisha truma. You have a mitzvah still to watch it, not to make a tamei, because maybe Eliyahu never come and tell us that's really Torah. Abloko, the shofik lay mayis over here, though, if you don't let the blood out of this bechor, it's going to die. See, there's more of a sure to do it. Maybe Krabor and Svila, that you let him make the cause of Adam. So they're not totally zebezeh. And also, the yad can loy come Rabbon and Hoko, the shofik lay mayis. One day, Rabbon say, let him make the cause of Adam. Only if you leave it and do not let out the blood, it's going to die. Avalhosam over there by the truma, Shema Yovi El Yovi Terenu. Maybe the Odom Neil will come and say that really that the truma was Torah. So therefore, there should still be a mitzvah to watch and not let it become tummy. Smur said Terenu. So maybe Kareb Lezer Svirla that you have to watch it. And also the Yad Kam like a Rebu the Hocho to cover Biyadayim. Only when the Rebu did say here by the Mum, because you're doing it Biyadayim. That's why he's not to do it. Afilu May seals a Makizn Leis Adam Rebu the. Because you're not allowed to do biyadayim with your hands to cut it. Abul Hosam over there by the truma to groma, that even if you leave in the open place, you're not being metame, you're only be causing it maybe to become tame. Krab Yeshua Sirile, hello, look at Yeshua, maybe even that's mutta, that you let it take it out from the hidden place and put it in the open place, since you're not doing a biyadayim. And also, viyat, kan lo kamar gamil hosam, the shem yavala yavu terenu. When does gamil say just leave it the way it is? Again, because maybe Eliyahu never come and said it's Torah, so therefore you have no right to do anything to it. But over here, if it's going to leave it alone, it may die. So the kids said these two svaras are not totally zebezeh. That's one reasoning. The yoyt second, I'll tell you, hocha b'kroy pligi, v'hocha b'kroy pligi. They're two different machoikas, and each one has psukim for their own svaras. The yom rabbi chiba rab, om rabbi yechanan. Hakul moedim, everybody agrees. The mechamet achem, mechamet shuchayiv. By the parsha of the mincha, we know by the shirayim of the mincha, you're not going to make it chametz. So not only the one that makes it chametz, but the one that bakes it is also chayiv. So that's called mechamet achem. Somebody made it, the dough into chametz, and then somebody bakes it, they're both chayiv. The pasuk says, loy tofu chametz, for loy tasa. You can't bake and you can't make it, so both are also. Hu adin be mesaras achem, mesaras shuchayiv. Have a behema, a behema. If you have a behema and you make a serious, you cut off the beitzim, so you can't do it a second time. The pasuk says, "Umoyich v'kosos v'nosik v'koros." So the question is, "Im alkoros chayiv by cutting it off, by koros just slitting it the yichayiv on noitik, pulling it off completely, kol shechein, elhovi noitik achak koros shuchayiv." Even though first you made it into a service, then you do another mice to yichayiv by behema, you be chayiv for both. Here everybody agrees. La nechlik aware of their machlekes. Ela b'matal mum b'bal mum. If you have a bechor or a kochim that has a mum already, is the renister to put another mum onto it? Rabbi Meir saw, but the pasuk says kol mum lo yibay. Mash many mum. See, even a second or third mum, there's an aver to put it in there. Therefore, here Mash Rashi explained, if you have this bechor that's ochse dam that's going to die, if you don't let the blood out, that's considered like a mum. So the machlekes says there is an issur to put another mum into this bal mum. See if you the bar dash in the posik of kol mum lo yibay, that's remains drosha. So it's also to put a mum into a bal mum. Therefore, you can't make the kotzes adam here. For born in tzarvino, the posik says tomim yul rotzen. That only if the behemah is a tam, then there's an avera not to make it a bal mum. But over here, since there's a kotzes adam, it has to have the blood letting. It's a bal mum will die now. Therefore, if you make that kotzes, no avera. For the more Rameya, hi Tomim Yila Rotsim, my Yobel, there was with the Possek. Mashmon is an Isser on a Tam not to put a Balmun. not on a mum to a mum. So he says, no, mi borle lamute ba mumi koroi. That if the behema had a ba mumi koroi, was never chal the kedusha on it, then there's no wisdom to put another mum on it. So that's the question, pshita like, ba mumi koroi, if the behema had a mum before you makdash it, pshita, then for sure there's no wisdom later to make it another mum. Because dikla biyamu, it's a piece of wood, it's a tree, it has no kedusha, it has no kedusha, it's a guf on it. So pshita, there's no wisdom to put a mum on it. You don't need a posse for that. El rather, Lamuta Khirishi is Psuli Hamagdosh and Yachet Pajoinai. So you have a regular korban that had one mum. And you applied to it, you redeemed it. So now, Sakut had the Khivin Rav would have thought to say, Hoyobi Yasira Begizav Yavoida. Even after you redeem this behema, this korban like that's about mum, it still has some type of kedusha. It's also to share off the wool, it's also to work with it. So I would have thought to say, but mumman and I'm a listener, that there's nissa not to put another mum on this, the Psul HaMikdashim is Kamashman, that's the Kiddush over here, that by Psul HaMikdashim there's no Issa to put a Mum onto the Baal Mum. Then, Echlami, before you point to the Behema, or like by a Bechor, even though there's one Mum, there's an Issa to put another Mum. That's the Machlokes in the Psukim over here. For Rabbanan Kodesh Gemara Nami, I exhibit, it says, Kol Mum La Yiyaboy, Mashma any Mum, even a second Mum. Samar says, no, it doesn't mean a second Mum, but it means the Gram Mudi Yosef, for the first Mum, you're not allowed to even just cause it to happen, even though you're not doing it via Dayim. At the time, you learn like this. Mum Le'yaboy, you're not allowed to have a Mum come upon your Bechor, upon Kachem. Same Le'yelosh Le'yitim by Mum.